Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Stephen St. John, Nate Bucati, Jake Gutierrez, and Dion Clisso. Dion, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Jake wants to continue the interview that he was conducting right before this. I heard you guys talk a little Royals baseball. Maybe we'll leave that one on the table, but I can get back to that in a moment. But more importantly, Jake has pen and paper in front of him. Mizzou favored by 14 over Central Michigan. Your thoughts, please.
I'd like them to cover. I think they will. I'm not great on point spreads, but I think that's a team, if you're going to come out and be a team that is going to, I don't want to say challenge for SEC East title, will at least be part of the conversation. You need to come out and step on Central Michigan, who's a good football program. It's not like they're playing a bad team, but I think this is a different regime than the last one. I think there's a little bit more focus and more taking care of business type of attitude there and than there was before. So I feel like they should cover. I hope they cover easily.
Yeah, well, you know, Jake's not great with point spreads either, but that doesn't keep him from gambling. So, you know, don't let that hold you back, Dion. So, but you, thumbs up to the cover. Okay, that's all. Just checking in. Just want to make sure, because you were one of the most vocal opponents of Barry Odom. And so I know that you're very happy with Eli Drinkwitz, right?
Yeah, you know, and he, a name drop here, he came to the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association clinic. They had a clinic this summer, especially when the staff came. And just in meeting him that one time, he's a different kind of guy in that sense. We're sitting there. I'm over by the pizza table talking to some coaches, and he kind of walks in with the guy he showed up with, because a lot of the staff, they all kind of came separately. He walks over, grabs a piece of pizza, comes over to the coach I'm standing with, and is like, "Hi, I'm Eli Drinkwitz, University of Missouri. Hi, I'm Eli Drinkwitz." And I'm like, "Yeah, we know who you are." But he was like that, though. I mean, he seemed pretty unassuming, and we did a podcast, and if you dig down deep, there's a lot of podcasts on our site right now. It's on our podcast page, and he's pretty unassuming, but pretty focused and has a sense of what he wants to do. And he's a guy who's, let's just say, comfortable in his own skin. I don't know if the last guy was so much. And I think he doesn't take that baggage with him where he goes, and he's pretty sure of what he does. And while that can be construed as, you know, ego and not a good thing, I think for his case and for where that program needs to be right now, that's what they need.
No, I'm jealous. I've been absolutely uncomfortable in my own skin for 48 years now, so no idea what that's like. Let's get to it. Preps KC managing editor Dion Clisso joins us. Let's start on the Missouri side. Your reaction to Pius 42, Pembroke Hill 7, please.
That's a good win for Pius.
Yes.
You know, they lose some good players off that team. Pembroke Hill's a good football team. And I'll tell you, it's a good win for them. They've got St. Michael this week, and that's going to be a test for them because then they get into their league, and their league's got some really good teams. So, you know, that for Pius to come out and handle a Pembroke Hill team that's going to be good and is going to be playing a little bit of the postseason, I think they got a chance to do well. That was just a good statement win on the road.
Jake called it a statement game, and he is correct. Now let's take a look at games to watch. What about Maryville at Harrisonville?
You know, this is a game that these two teams have played a lot in the last couple decades for teams that aren't in conference. I mean, they've kind of met in some postseason stuff when Maryville was up in three and Harrisonville was down in three. They've scheduled each other in regular season here or there. And Harrisonville has not beaten Maryville since 2004. This might be the year they get them. Maryville's still a pretty good team. That's a team that went to the state championship game last year, lost to Blair Oaks, then turned around and played Blair Oaks again last week and got beat by them pretty good. Harrisonville beat Wayne Hill, New Jersey, 38-37 last week on the strength of 358 yards from Jace Reynolds, their outstanding tailback, only on 24 carries. That's not easy to do, to get 350 and on 24 carries. So, this is going to be a game where they're both going to run the ball a ton. It should be over quickly in that sense. This is Harrisonville's best chance to probably beat Maryville in a while.
It's the Battle of Liberty. Liberty and Liberty North, the loser must sit in Liberty traffic for 45 minutes after the game.
Wow!
It's, you don't want to lose that one. Who you got in this matchup?
spoken like a true Northlander. Right. Spent some time in Liberty.
Boy, let me tell you something. Nothing gets me cussing in the car than when we try to drive through Liberty at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Oh, I get pissed. That's all right though. How about this game?
Stay away from 291. That's
right.
For sure.
That's right.
This is going to be a good one. You know, Liberty got in a shootout with Blue Springs last week, and we're down 14-0. I thought they'd probably win that game by two touchdowns. It goes into overtime. They win 43-42. Blue Springs scores first. They're up 42-35. Liberty scores and then goes for two. Wintrick Williams had 295 yards. He was our player to watch last week. I like it when I call someone out now. It's easy. That's a guy who was like a 2,000-yard rusher, so you kind of figured he'd have a good game. And Liberty North goes down to Bentonville. They play them within 10 points. Bentonville's one of the best teams in Arkansas, probably one of the top 10 teams in the Midwest. And they played them in a spot that's not easy to play. No, very few teams go down there and win at Bentonville. I like Liberty North just because I feel like that they played a little tougher team. That sounds weird when saying Liberty beat Blue Springs last week, but Liberty won this game last year. Liberty North won the year before. I think it's kind of gone back and forth. I think it's Liberty North's year this year.
You got Green Valley at Oak Park and Truman at Winnetonka, first official on-campus games at new stadiums.
Yeah, and that's a great thing for both those schools in the North Kansas City School District. You know, for the longest time, when there was three schools, they shared North Kansas City High School, and the stadium was built. And so the four schools shared two, and Oak Park would share with Staley, and Winnetonka would share with North Kansas City. You know, both great facilities, no doubt. North Kansas City is kind of the Wrigley Field, and Staley's as modern as anything. But there's something to be said for playing at your high school, not having to get on a bus for a home game. And they really kind of pushed this through in the last few years and got it done. And, you know, much like Liberty and Liberty North, who used to play at William Jewell, now they play at home. Oak Park and Winnetonka are going to play. And Oak Park's in a little neighborhood, and it's going to be kind of real cozy in there, and they're real excited about that. And Winnetonka, Benny Palmer, their coach, they've really trying to build that pride in that school, and playing on campus is going to be huge for them. It's the year of new stadiums. Blue Valley West is getting ready to open a stadium at their place. Turner opened a stadium last year over on the Kansas side and never got to play a game in it. And then if you want to go out to Warrensburg has played at a middle school back in the day, played at UCM there for a while, and they have an on-campus facility as well. I it's one of those things, when Blue Springs and Blue Springs South, they shared a field for, 14 years. The year Blue Springs South opened their stadium, they won a state championship. Now they were really freaking good. That helps. But there's a lot of pride in that. And as someone who's married to a Blue Springs South graduate, trust me, when they got that stadium, it meant a lot to that whole community.
That's right. Okay, before Nate asks about some games, tell us about the two players to watch on both sides. Park Hill South running back Briggs, is it Bartosz?
Bartosz.
And
yeah,
then Bartosz. The Kansas player to watch is Grayson Holbert, the quarterback at Blue Valley. Tell us about those two guys.
Well, Briggs Bartosz had 208 yards and two touchdowns on just 15 carries in their big win over Platte County last week. And, before we talked last week, they were a Class 5 school, and they got moved up to Class 6 this year. So, he's going to be a big part of what they do. Park Hill South's a good football team, and having him in the backfield is a huge thing for them. And he can grind it, and he can do big plays too. So he's an all-purpose back and does everything for them. And then Grayson Holbert over at Blue Valley, last year he kind of got pushed into the starting quarterback job. They had a quarterback leave. And then another guy who was kind of the backup quarterback decided he didn't want to play. He was going to play baseball and not football. So he kind of got thrown in there, really developed as the year went on. He started more as a runner and then as a thrower, but he's a good thrower too. And that's a team that really got better as the season went on last year. And he was a big part of that. I think it's going to be interesting to watch him. They're playing Blue Valley Northwest, and that's the, A-10 game of the week. And Mikey Pauley on the other side is a great quarterback. So it's a fun game. And Grayson Holbert's really just kind of an exciting player.
Okay, so let's go to the Kansas side. And I'm starting at the bottom of the list here.
Because don't pander to me.
I'm a little disappointed because you say this is not pandering to me, and I want to be pandered to. But you actually have Bishop Ward on one of our games to highlight. And this is a rivalry game way back in the 90s. You can see a very fresh-faced, prepubescent Nate Bucadia in the stands cheering at one of these games. Bishop Ward at Sumner.
Kissing
Academy.
All the girls from the other school, right?
Trying
is that
to.
Right? There we go.
Well, Bishop Ward, they broke through and got some wins last year, and they've really added a lot of good players this year. And I'm hearing, I talked to their coach, Coach Duggins over there, yep. And he's like, well, we're getting better. We're getting better. I think he's trying to keep the hype off it. But people that have worked out and played with him in the summer have said nothing but good things about Bishop Ward. So they got size. They got speed. They really look like a very – last year, I watched them a couple times online. And they had some, they just looked like a better football team. And Sumner has always been really good. Andrew Wright, their coach, does a fantastic job. They're always competitive. They've got good athletes. So this is just a fantastic matchup, a great way to kick off week one over in Kansas. And like you said, it's a huge rivalry game. How close are those schools, Nate? It's not a long walk, is it?
It'd be a long walk, but I would tell you that, after my Bishop Ward Cyclones, led by a young Nate Buchady point guard, won at Sumner in basketball. There was a coming together at the McDonald's at 38th and State.
Wow.
that got a little the police were called. Let's just put it that way. They're very close. You know, we go to the same McDonald's. You can just put it that way. Let's move on. How about St. Thomas Aquinas at St. James? There's some Bishop Ward guys on that St. James State Championship staff as well.
Quit pandering to Jake, by the way.
Yeah.
Well, and this is a game, St. James, they knocked off Miege in the regular season a couple years ago, and then knocked them off in the playoffs last year, so they've kind of crossed that off the list. A team that they haven't beaten. They've beaten Blue Valley, they have not beaten Aquinas, and that's one of those games that they want to get. And it's kind of interesting, they're on the verge of getting their own stadium. They've got it turfed out there at St. James. They don't have stands or lights or anything like that. That's down the line. But, there was a time there when St. James was playing games at Aquinas, and then a new coach arrived, and they weren't playing games at Aquinas anymore. They were playing their home games at Miege. So, I'd say it's a good rivalry. I mean, I think all three of those Catholic schools in Johnson County have a rivalry with each other, and they compete for the same students. I mean, those are choices that people are making. And whether they go to St. James, Aquinas, that's a pretty good statement about the Catholic schools in Johnson County, that all three of them have won state championships in the last 5 years. And I this is a good one. I don't know if Aquinas is as good as they've been. They're still really good. St. James lost some good players off that team, but I think they're up front. They're bigger, and got maybe a better offensive line, a defensive line this year. So it's going to be a really good game. That's going to be at Miege on Friday.
You ain't going to say nothing in there? You're just going to sit there?
No, I don't want to bring up last Friday where Aquinas soccer team skunked St. James 3-0. But,
I'm asking you about this football game.
No. Does your soccer coach let St. James play at your soccer field?
They did, yeah. They did.
Hey, before we run out of time.
Aquinas football coach seems like a real piece of work, man.
Boy, oh boy.
Nate, they'll be done with Riley. I kind of get the sense. I can understand that. I mean, if you're trying to set up something.
Hey, Thursday night, lights, right? Bishop Miege, Blue Valley North?
Yeah, what a great way to kick this off. And, Miege made the semifinals last year. Tough year for them. They only got to the semifinals after six straight state championships. And they're going up against Blue Valley North. Of course, they've got Henry Martin, their outstanding quarterback. They went to the state championship game against Derby last year. And this has kicked off the season, I think, like 4 years in a row. And it's been a good one. So I've got a podcast with new Blue Valley North coach, Adam Pummel. And, I'd emailed with him before he got the job. And then we talked about it. I was like, is it Pummel or Pummel? He goes, no, Pummel. I go, it's a great name for a football coach. He's like, yeah, I know. It's kind of funny how that worked out. But, he was an assistant under Andy Sims, and Andy Sims went to Park Hill in the offseason. So there's a lot of continuity there at Blue Valley North, even with a new head coach. Coach Pummel was the OC, so you'll see a lot of that there. But Bishop Miege is replacing a lot of good players off of a team that was, in the semifinals last year. So this is, you'll find out a little bit about these teams, because I think both these teams are going to get better as the season goes on, but they'll have a good test here in the first week.
I hope he doesn't get pummeled like Andy Reid did a couple of years ago. That would be bad. Tell people where they can follow along with all the action, please, Dion.
PrepsKC.com and PrepsKC app, and our iPhone users just download that app. It's been updated, and it's more stable. It works. It does a great job now, and we're really proud of that. And, of course, we'll be on 94.5 and 1510 ESPN from 4 to 6 tomorrow with PrepsKC's Football Friday Night. It's got a lot of great interviews with coaches and our guys to get you ready. And it's going to be a great weekend. It's always fun when the first week of Kansas joins in. You get to see everybody playing for the most part. We've got a few cancellations here or there, as we had last year. So it's going to be a great week, and looking forward to it.
Thank you, Dion.
It's always fun, guys.
It is always fun.
Pummeled.
Right. You don't want to get pummeled, though. I can promise you that. Back after this on WHB.
Pummeled, right? I want everybody to hear that. If I get pummeled on who's here and not here...